Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuning in to 103.9 KNZA down here at Noble Park. Credit and Profit Kurt Kilman back in studio. Marysville Post 163, Seneca Post 21, taking each other on here at 6 o'clock. Well, this original game was supposed to be scheduled here for 6 o'clock. We're going to get an early start time of just about 15 minutes here. Quickly going over both the starting lineups before we get going. Seneca Post 21 here representing the home team, so they'll bat in the bottom of the inning. Marysville Post 163 will bat at the top. Again, this is the third game for both of these teams so far in this bracket. Marysville, they beat Hiawatha this morning 7-4 to move on against the game against Garnett, which they lost 3-2, and then got knocked out here to the elimination bracket. Seneca Post 21, they lost yesterday by a score of 12-8 to Colby. This morning, they played at 8 o'clock against Smith County. They won by a dominating score of 10-4, and here now they are playing at, again, roughly that 6 o'clock time that was scheduled here now against Marysville, as Marysville has entered the elimination bracket as well. Again, this is AA State Class B tournament down here at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas. So let's go over here the starting lineups. Starting off with here, the away team, Marysville Post 163. Starting off with the leadoff spot, Grant Hafley, the left fielder. Batting second will be the shortstop, Wes Anderson. Batting third, the third baseman in Gavin LeDuc. Batting cleanup, the center fielder, Ty Smith. Batting fifth will be Ty Moser, the right fielder. Landon Schreiber will be the first baseman and will bat sixth in the lineup. Batting seventh in the lineup will be Lane Loizzo, the designated hitter. Batting eighth in the lineup, Henry Ketter. He'll be catching again here for Marysville Post 163. And Ty Hager will be at second base. Paxton Vogt will be on the mound for Marysville Post 163 and will get the start. He was able to get a couple pitches in against the end of the game against Hiawatha this morning. So just, he's only got a couple pitches to his count, but he will take the start here up on the bump against Seneca. Defensively here for Seneca, again, looking at their starting lineup from its entirety, Jack Mackey will be the third baseman. He'll bat first. Evan Olbring will bat second. The shortstop, Derek Wirtz, will be playing first base. He bats third. Reese Garrity, the designated hitter, bats fourth. Batting fifth, Caden Peterson. He'll be up on the bump. Levi Thomas, he will play behind the plate, catching. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh, Carter Hike will be in left field. Batting eighth, Camden Schmitz. He'll be at second base, and Caleb Strothman will be in center field. Anthony Leaguer will be out in right field. He is the flex player for Seneca Post 21. So again, for Seneca's starting lineup, Mackey, Overding, Wirtz, Garrity, Peterson, Thomas, Hike, Schmitz, Strothman, and Leaguer. And in the defensive order, Peterson will be up on the bump, Thomas behind the plate catching, Wirtz at first, Schmitz at second, Overding at short, Mackey at third, Hike out in left, Strothman in center, and Leaguer out and right. Marysville Post 163 due here to start up with the at-bat at the top of this inning. Hafley, Anderson, LeDuc, and Smith to clean it up. First pitch nearly on the way here again. We are in the elimination bracket. You're tuning in to 103.9 KNZA. We will also have coverage of Hiawatha versus Iola to follow this matchup. We also thank all of our Legion sponsors here this season. And, of course, the Hiawatha community who's put on this state tournament. First pitch here on the way. This one hitting the corner of the zone for strike one against Hafley. Hafley has been the leadoff for Marysville so far throughout this tournament. He's down the 0-1 count. Next pitch to him. It's just out of the outer corner for ball one. 1-1 count. And Caden Peterson getting the start here on the bump for Seneca Post 21. Derek Wirtz had a gem of a game earlier today. Next pitch here, this one going to the shortstop. Overding collects, throws it to first, and it's on time to Wirtz. Speaking about Wirtz, there he is to make the play from the grounder to short. Mentioned that Wirtz, he went all seven innings today for Seneca Post 21. He only allowed four hits off nine runs. He had four strikeouts as well. He also scored once in that game. Seneca 21, that was the win against Smith County to continue on here in this elimination side of the bracket. Next pitch in here for strike one against Wes Anderson. Anderson, the shortstop, up next, LeDuc and Ty Smith in the hole. Anderson on the 1-0. Next pitch out of the far corner for ball one. Seneca green tops, yellow trim, and gray bottoms. Next pitch here, this one laced out to center, and just beyond the glove of Olberding. He tried to go for a diving attempt, could not get to it, and drops down for a hit from the Wildcats star quarterback entering his senior year now in Wes Anderson. Now Gavin LeDuc steps up the bat here. LeDuc, the third baseman for Marysville, Smith to follow, and Moser in the hole. Runner on first, one down for Marysville. Tipping the bat behind the shoulder, itching the leg, and now holding off for ball one. High fastball just out of the top of the zone. Peterson eyeing first base, now collecting on the mound. The nod, the pitch, and just a little high again for ball two. LeDuc, red and black bat. Covering it over the shoulder, Marysville, the red tops and white bottoms. And that is ball three. LeDuc out of the box here, swaying the bat from a 3-0 count. Already here, one on, one down, top of the first, 0-0 game. Next pitch here, inside fastball, put in for strike one. 3-1 count now on Gavin LeDuc. Anderson, a decent leadoff first, rips straight back here for the second strike. LeDuc now on a full count. Peterson has worked it back to the full after the 3-0 start against the batter. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Peterson now delivering this one, lined over the top of Olberding, and back-to-back hits now have gone over the shortstop for Marysville. Anderson on second, LeDuc on first. Ty Smith, the center fielder, in cleanup here to bat. Moser on the on-deck circle, and Schreiber in the hole. A yellow neon bat for Ty Smith. Looking to take the lead of this game with a runner in scoring position. Here's the first pitch. Jomie leans back on the fastball. That's taken for ball one. Smith. Slightly angled in his stance, but even with the knees. And here he rips one here to Olberding. A double play is an opportunity, but the play will be made the second, not on time to first. Gavin LeDuc gets thrown out. Smith reaches off the fielder's choice, and Wes Anderson makes his way to third base. So runners in the corners, two down. A chance to score a run. Sacrifice will not score. It's again, two outs here. Have to put a hit in if you're Ty Moser. Moser. Holds batter's time and steps out. He's back in the box now. Even low in the stance. Now an attempt to steal the second base. Is it on time? The tag is applied. It's a good thing it was, because Anderson would have scored a run if Smith would have been able to steal the base. But no, he gets caught stealing on second. A great throw out by Levi Thomas. So Marysville 163, post 163, leaves one left on base. No errors, two hits, and no runs produced. It's a 0-0 game. We head into the bottom of the first.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here to our 2025 coverage of the Class B State AA American Legion Baseball Tournament down here at Hiawatha, Kansas. We give a shout to all of our sponsors here this season. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant, sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. At the end of our game and our contest here, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game sponsor. Now up to bat, it's Seneca Post 21 here at the bottom of the first. It's a 0-0 game. It's Mackey, Oberding, Wirtz, and Garrity all here to bat. Paxton Vogt gets the start up on the bump. Ketter behind the plate catching. Schreiber at first. Hager at second. LeDuc at third. Anderson at short. Hafley out in left. Smith in center. Moser in right. Here's the first pitch and delivery. Just low under the zone for ball one against Mackey. Jack Mackey in the last game against Smith County. Only reached once off a hit by pitch. Here he's going to try to reach off of a hit. It's well contacted. There's a shortstop position. The throw is not on time to the first base side, and he's going to take off with that error to second base. So Mackey will reach via the air, and then he will also extend himself to second base. And now a leadoff man on for Seneca Post 21. Opening Wirtz and Garrity now up to bat. Opening shortstop, middle of the box, even if stands high up with his chest. Now he takes a low lean and swings and misses the pitch. 0-1 count now on Evan Opening. The 0-1 delivery. I vote, and it is fouled back over the right fencing for the second strike. 0-2 count now on Oberding. Mackey on second. No outs. Seneca Post 21 looking to continue their tournament play today. Next pitch delivered high and away. Another thing to mention here, Seneca has not won against Marysville yet this season. On that 9-game losing streak they went on, a part of it for those games were all lost to Marysville. Boat, next pitcher, lifted on, going out into left field. Coming up on it is the left fielder. He calls off the shortstop, and Anderson Hafley makes the catch. Runner staying on second. That's Jack Mackey. One down, Derek Wirtz. Third one up here in the lineup, and the first baseman up the bat. Garrity on deck, and Peterson in the hole. And again, with those losses, Marysville won 11-0, 3-1, 13-2, and 14-0. It's been absolutely a dominating year for Marysville here over Seneca. Next pitch here against Wirtz. Fouled away. Now 0-1. And for Seneca Post 21, again, that 9-game losing streak, a rough one, but since that losing streak, they've been 7-2 in their last 9 games and were 6-1 in their last 7 games before they entered the state tournament. Next pitch here to Wirtz is fouled hard down the left line. And that is a 0-2 count now for Derek Wirtz. Wirtz, who played Smith County this morning, reached twice, went 2-for-5 with 2 singles and scored once as well. He was our McDonald's player of the game earlier on today. Next pitch to him goes outside above the shoulders. 4-1. It's a 1-2 count now in Wirtz. Wirtz also pitched a gem of a game with 7 innings, only allowing 4 runs off 9 hits, 4 strikeouts as well. Next pitch here to him gets fouled back into the fence and stays with a 1-2 count. Garrity, the designated hitter on deck, as well as the pitcher Peterson in the hole. Wirtz, a runner in scoring position, and only one down. Here's the 1-2, and it is low. It gets dropped, but it doesn't go very far from the catcher. 2-2 count. Shade hitting the field. Fair winds out of the southeast. about 3 to 4 miles per hour. We've got up to 90 degrees down here in Hiawatha, Kansas. And this next pitch, again, just out of the zone, and it's a full count. Works. He was down 0-2, having to protect. He's able to work it back to a full. Full count pitch here. That one way low and inside for ball four. Wirtz now on first base. Mackey on second. Now Reese Garrity up to bat, the lefty, taking on the righty pitcher in Vogt. Garrity rocking no batting gloves. Here a think about a throw here from Vogt. Decided almost wanting to throw back to second base, held off on it. Here he's looking back at second, and now he throws the pitch. Gets the swing and the miss from Garrity for strike one. That's Jack Mackey over at second base. With the decently sized lead, Anderson sits just 8 feet behind him, and that's going to be a way wild pitch. That goes all the way to the backstop, and that will allow runners to both progress. So Mackey now on third, Wirtz on second, Garrity with runners in scoring position with one down. Chance to open up the scoring here in the bottom of the first at Noble Park. Next pitch here, swung on and fouled straight back to the left. And three straight batters now, believe it or not, here for Vogt have been down 0-2 early on. Olbrinning popped out to left, and Wirtz was able to walk after worrying it back to a full count. Now Garrity's here on the 0-2. Let's see what he does. Next pitch, way outside of the batter's box for ball one. It's a 1-2 count. Next pitch, delivered. This one put into the right center, going all the way back for it, but it goes all the way to the wall. That should clear the bases. And heading all the way to second for a stand-up double is Reese Garrity. A one-out, two RBI double for Reese Garrity. Jack Mackey and Derek Wirtz both come through and score in Seneca Post. 21 have put up the first two runs of the game here over Marysville. Next pitch, delivered, swung on and missed by Peterson. And again, out of the four contests that these teams have had, most points, or excuse me, runs that Seneca has had is two. They have tied that here in this game already in the first inning. And two of those matchups, they put up zero. Complete shutout. Peterson, Aaron L. on the 0-2, holds off on the inside fastball and gets ball one. 1-2 count now on Caden Peterson. Pitcher here for the day for Seneca Post 21. The runner on second. Next pitch way high on the change. For ball two. The 2-2 count. That makes four straight batters that Vogt has had a batter on an 0-2. And here the batters have been able to keep it work. This one hit all the way up. It's a blooper in front of the center fielder. Another run will come through and score for Seneca. Caden Peterson taking that one for liftoff. Now Levi Thomas and the pencil bat. Yes, the almighty pencil bat. Thomas was sure deadly with it. In the last game in Smith County, he only had one hit, but he earned two walks. He reached base three times and went one of two. Throw back to first. Peterson is in safely. Well, one down. Three runs have already been put up in the top of the first year, bottom of the first year by Seneca. First pitch against Thomas is way out for ball one. And this would be the first time that Vogt has pitched a ball against a batter for the first pitch against one in the last four batters. This worked four straight to 0-2 counts. And now it's going to be a 2-0 count for Levi Thomas. Back-to-back pitches just getting a little under and out of control here for Vogt as he looks to try to get back to the zone. Here's the next pitch. This one barreled straight. It hits the top of the glove of Anderson. That'll go down as a hit, though, for Thomas. Nothing but heat off the eraser. Peterson on second, Thomas on first. Courtesy runner comes in for Seneca Post 21, Luis Amador. And now a conversation here up on the bump with a runner on first and second. The courtesy runner on first, Peterson on second. Ike now up to bat, the left fielder. And there's a mound meeting right now. Vogt on the bump, keeping the ball in hand. Just a quick mental reset, refocus. Vogt, he's already given up here. Three hits and three runs in this inning, three which have been straight hits, a double and two singles. And now Hike would like to continue. Hike lined up diagonally in the back of the box. Here's his first pitch to him. He shows a bunt, and it goes straight back into the netting for strike one. One count here for Hike. We're on first and second. One out. Could have been two outs, but Mackey, he reached off the air. He led off this inning. He also came through and scored off the one out, two RBI double from Reese Garrity. Garrity, who has scored off Caden Peterson's single. Looking back, now Vogt delivers an inside fastball. Gets snagged quickly by Ketter, the catcher, but now goes for ball one. 1-1 count now on Hike. Here's delivery from the stretch. And framed well, but not in the zone. Just out of the outer corner for ball two. A 2-1 count. And that one's going to hit off the back of Hike. And Hike will reach. And the bases are now loaded for Seneca Post 21. They have sent now eight to the plate. As their eighth batter comes up in the order in this inning, the bottom of the first, Camden Schmidt. Seneca, they've put three up already in this early going of the game against Marysville Post 163. It is 3-0, but can they extend early on? Again, they dominated Smith County today 10-4. Hard swing and miss from the lefty. First strike number one for Camden Schmidt. Schmitz, he pitched the first game of this tournament for Seneca. He'll be out here for the rest of the tournament, most likely. Next pitch to him goes out for ball two. Schmitz on the 2-0. Fortunately, Schmitz getting that loss. Next pitch into the corner for strike one. But here's Schmitz. Looking to have a good at-bat with just one down, and the base is loaded. Here's the next delivery. Swung on, and that's going to be the strikeout. But they're going to allow the run to count from Peterson because there was the drop by Ketter, and the ball got backwards from the catcher. And now Thomas is on third, and Hike is on second. I believe they'll go down as a pass ball for Peterson to come through and score. So Thomas now on third. Hike is now on second. And here now coming up to bat is Strothman. Strothman, the center fielder. Now here up to bat. This next pitch, it's a wild one. It's going to go all the way to the backstop. Coming to home plate, it will be in time. What a play. That'll end the inning. And you're going to see here a lot of disagreement on that one, but Levi Thomas thrown out at home. What a great play from Ketter and attacked by Vogt. Seneca Post 21 comes through with four runs in the bottom of the first. They lead 4-0 over Marysville Post 163. We head up into the top of the second here on KNZA.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue coverage here of Seneca Post 21 and Marysville Post 163. Here on the elimination side of the bracket, winner of this game will go on to play at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. They will play the winner of the game of Iola in Hiawatha, which we'll have coverage here right after this game on KNZA. First pitch for ball one against Marysville, Ty Moser. Marysville had no runs up two hits in that first inning. Next pitch found straight back here for Ty Moser. Peterson again here getting the start from the mound for Seneca. Moser evened up in his stance here, hits it to Oberding. Oberding scoops, he throws hot to first, and Works makes the collection. The one up and one down. Schreiber comes up. Loiza on deck. And Ketter in the hole. 6, 7, and 8 here. Due up in the order for Marysville. Next pitch delivered. This one ripped to the third baseman. It was almost muffed. What a collection. Oh, and then the error from the first baseman. Words. The E1. Okay, no, they're going to say E5 officially here, so they're going to put it on Mackey. Mackey initially made a bobble. I thought he had a good throw to first, but then Wirtz didn't have enough ability to really make a good grab. So a runner gets on. Loiza now up to bat. Here now a runner on first, one down. Again, Seneca Post 21 leading here 4-0 after a 4-spot in the bottom of the first. Next pitch to Loiza, the designated hitter, in for ball one. Next pitch delivered just under the zone. That'll be a ball as well. Ketter on deck, Hager in the hole. 7, 8, and 9 here in the batting order for Marysville. And we'll head back up right to the top. Next delivery here by Peterson, just escaping at the top of the zone. That's ball three. It's a 3-1 count. 3-1 count for Loiza. Neon yellow bat. Got batting gloves in both hands. Even up, tall in the stance. Here he slashes a little over, but takes for ball four. Loiza now on first, Schreiber on second. Henry Ketter comes up, and Hager on the on-deck circle. Marysville Post 163 looking to try to get some runs up. Again, that inning ended with a hot stealing on second base from Ty Smith. He was thrown out by Ketter. It was a great play that was made and a terrific tag down by Oberding. First pitch in for strike one against Ketter. Ketter, the greenfield bat. Next pitch here, inside for ball one. 1-1 count now, Ketter steps out, now he's back in. Add directly over the shoulder, he's got the black sleeves on, and now he ducks under the next pitch. and that's for ball two. 2-1 count now on Ketter. Peterson. Here's the pitch. And that one is straight to the third baseman. A diving attempt, but it gets out to Hike in left field. It'll be a base hit for Ketter. And now the bases are loaded. Schreiber on third, Loizzo on second, Ketter on first. Hager now steps up with a big opportunity for Marysville Post 163. He represents the game tying run already early in this game, down 4-0 in the top of the second. Hager, the second baseman, calling time and stepping out, taking a couple of practice swings. Takes one, shakes off the feet a little bit, and he gets right back in the box. Looking for something in his wheelhouse. The first pitch goes into the dirt, but a great collection by Thomas. He took a right knee slide to stop the ball from heading to the backstop. That could have potentially been a wild pitch and a run to score. It's an 0-1 count here on Hager now. Next pitch delivered. It's a curveball that just can't find the zone for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Hager. Next pitch. That one way away, far from the batter up in the top corner for ball three. 3-0 count now on Hager. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that one will ride inside for ball four. Hager will go to first, Ketter to second, Loizzo to third, and Schreiber to home plate to score the first run here of the game for Marysville Post, 163. And with that first run to come through via the walk from Hager, now a conversation will begin on the mound for Seneca. This is Coach Jern Wirtz talking right now to his team, the infield. Peterson up on the bump, Thomas the catcher, Wirtz the first baseman, orbiting short, Schmitz at second, and Mackey at third. Just a quick conversation with his team, a quick pat on the back, and to get them ready and back and refocused. Just trying to get the mind refocused here for Peterson. Back on track. Bases loaded. Only one down. We head back up to the top of the order for Marysville. It's Hafley. The first pitch to him is in the top left corner. Four ball one. On deck is Anderson. LeDuc in the hole. Or the umpire making a signal towards the Marysville dugout. Looks like a substitution is going to come in. We're going to have a courtesy runner come in. It's going to be Carter Olson from Marysville. We're going to put the speed star out on second base. Again, Carter Olson, the winner of 1A State 100 meter dash. Here he's already taken a lot of lunges and moves out to third base bag. And a foul rip out to the left line. 1-1 count now in Hafley with Olson's teammate on deck in Wes Anderson. Of course, Olson just graduating as a senior from Frankfort. Next one here, put down. The throw is back to home. A great play. Good heads-up thinking there by Peterson. Peterson almost initially didn't make the throw to home plate. He looked at first, and then he turned around. He threw it that way. He was able to get the force out on Loizzo. So Ketter's now on third, Hager's on second, and Hafley reaches first off the fielder's choice. He is now 0-2. Anderson, who's 1-for-1 right now, rips it to opening the shortstop. The throw is to first base. It's high, and it's not in time. It goes down as an error on Anderson. And now another run has come through and scored. That is Henry Ketter who scores. And now that is Anderson on first base. I believe also Hager came through and scored with Ketter. And now Hafley's on third. Next pitch, low but in, first strike one on Leduc. So runners in the quarters. Three runs have come up here and scored for Marysville. Excuse me, back right. I was right first time. Hanger's on third base. Here, next pitch to Leduc. Outside for a ball. Two outs here in the top of, the top of the second. This one hits to Oberding. Oberding trying to make the play to first. This time he gets it on time. Throws out Leduc. Marysville post 163. Just getting two runs across the board here in the top of the second. Seneca will have a chance to respond in the bottom, but Seneca leads 4-2 here on KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet, Kirk Kilman, back in studio. Marysville puts up 2 runs in the top of the second off 2 errors and just leaving 2 stranded on base there in the inning. Now Seneca coming up to bat. It's in the bottom of the order. Caleb Strothman, he actually returns to at bat here. He was made a plate appearance in that first inning, but player was thrown out at home plate. That was Levi Thomas. He was trying to score off of a wild pitch. The Strothman continues here in the second as he leads it off in the bottom. First pitch, the Strothman is low and away for ball one. Seneca leading 4-2 over Marysville in this elimination game. Next pitch, out and away for ball two. And we also like to thank our sponsors here in our 2025 Legion baseball season, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Lifted on this one by potential blooper, and there it goes down, but trying to get a little more, and yes, he does. The greedy pays off, and now he's going to take off to third. Strothman goes all the way to third base off his single. Just so much confusion out in center field from the second baseman, shortstop, and center fielder. That was Hager, Anderson, and Smith, who wasn't sure who was picking the ball up. And Strothman was able to pretty much turn what was a single all the way into a triple, of course, only going down as a single in the books. So officially in the books, they go a double and a stolen base for Strothman. So he now resides on third. And now Mackey will come up here in the top of the order. So Jack Mackey, Oberding, and Wirtz off the bat. 1, 2, 3 in the order coming up here for Seneca Post 21, the bottom of the second. They still lead 4-2, but a chance to extend it here. Next pitch to Mackey, swung on and fouled. Mackey grabbing his bat from Ketter, the catcher. And now he puts himself back in the box on the 0-1. On the bump, Vogt delivers a curveball, and it just heads out on the far side of the zone. Runner on third, no outs. Next pitch here, put up. Looks like another blooper to sink in. Yes, it does. That'll score the runner on third, and Strothman and Jack Mackey will get to first base. Mackey has now reached twice. He is one of two. He reached the first time via an error. Orbiting now up the bat, he popped out to left field in the first inning. Now batting him back to bat. Seneca Post 21, they had nine batters come up to the plate in the first inning. First pitch here in the second inning to Olberding. Hits the outer corner for strike one. 0-1 count here for Olberding. Runner on first. No outs yet recorded. Already one run to come through in this inning for Seneca Post 21. Trying to respond to that two spot in the top of the second by Marysville. The nod, the delivery, this one put up. It could be another blooper, but heading all the way beyond the dirt interior track of the infield is Anderson, and he makes the stop and catch over beyond the second base. Now Wirtz comes up with one down, a runner on first. Wirtz hits this one, and it goes straight to the third baseman in LeDuc, right to the glove like a magnet. And now Garrity will come up, Peterson on deck, and Thomas in the hole. Two down, runner on first. Garrity, the lefty. Diagonal stamp. In the back left corner of the box on the right side, as the lefty does. And the first pitch to him is fouled back for strike one. Garrity had a one-out, two-RBI double back in the first that blew the score in here open for Seneca. Next pitch to him, he gets some contact on it, and it goes foul. It's an 0-2 count now on Garrity. Garrity taking a couple stretches with the bat, and now he steps back in the box, ready to go. Decent lead off first from Mackey. Now he's going to have a takeoff. The throws to second base. That looks like it should be easily on time. Do they get the tag applied? Oh, no. I think they're going to call a balk on votes. Well, now here's the discussion. We're going to see if vote balked. They officially call it a balk. Thought there for a second. Mackey was going to get caught stealing on second. That time, not making the right move was vote through the pitching motion. Here's the next delivery and out. 0-2 count here, still for Garrity. He has hit a couple of foul ones straight. The 0-2, delivering, and that one is fouled again. Garrity just really working the pitches here against Vogt. Garrity, another chance for a ribby. Runner on second. Curve ball into the corner, and here a couple of O's after that one. They call that ball two. Just clipping that inside corner. See, that was ball one. 1-2 count here on Garrity. Next pitch to him. That one just on top of the zone for ball two. The 2-2 count for Garrity. Peterson on deck. Thomas in the hole. The runner on second is Jack Mackey. Here's the 2-2, a swing and a miss, a far corner reach for Garrity, and he could not get contact on it. Second Post 21 is able to put up one run off just two hits here in the bottom of the second. It is 5-2, Second Post 21 leads over Marysville.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Prophet Kurt Kilman back in studio. A thank you to our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors, CNK Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, CNK helping you get there safely, Time at TS Trucking of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and of course, the end of our game, Mother McDonald's in Hiawatha in Seneca, player of the game. We're here in the top of the third, Marysville Post 163, trailing by 3. Seneca leads 5-2. First pitch here to Ty Smith is just out in the far corner for ball one. 1-0 count. Next pitch here, knee-high fastball, but again, far to the corner for ball two. There is already 2 runs off 3 hits in this game. Here's Smith, who's 0-for-1. He reached up the fielder's choice back in the first. He got a piece of this one, and it goes out to center field. And that'll go down. There's a pop-out to Strothman. Ty Moser now steps up to the plate. Fifth batter in the order here for Marysville Post, 163. Landon Schreiber on deck, and the Wiseau in the hole. Moser. Here getting his first pinch, and that one delivers inside the corner for strike one. Moser 0-for-1 this game, a ground out to the shortstop. Moser anticipates the pinch. That one, he has to lean under as it goes just above his head. Moser could have easily taken that one as a hit by pitch, but sure, not everyone probably likes to get hit by a heater. Well, this time he hits a heater right into the glove of Peterson, and Peterson has a nice snag and toss to first for the out. 2 up and 2 down here for Marysville Post, 163. Good defensive so far here for Seneca. Landon Schreiber now up to bat. Reaching off an error in the second. 0-for-1 this game. Curveball inside the inner corner, and back-to-back batters, he's had that first pitch against him and has gotten the first strike. See what Peterson does here, goes to the fastball, and that is late on the swing for Schreiber. Schreiber now in the 0-2. 0-for-1, possibly 0-for-2 this game. See if Peterson can ring him up. It'd be his first strikeout of the game. Peterson delivering from the stretch and just a little out of the far corner. Makes the count 1-2. Driver batting the Wiseau on deck and Ketter in the hole. 6, 7, and 8 here in the batting order for Marysville. Peterson, here's the wind and the delivery, but just out of the inside corner. It's kind of working from out to in now. Still not able to get into that batter's box. Here's the next one, and that one is put out behind the back fences for a foul ball. It stays 2-2. Schreiber lined up diagonally, even with the knees. A little shrug in his step, and that one lined foul to the left side to the 315 fence. 315th of fences, 340 at the center gaps, and 360 down straightaway. And a hard swing and a miss in the first strikeout of the game here recorded by Peterson. That is a 3-up and 3-down. Peterson is able to take down the side here at the top of 3. We now go into the bottom of the third. Seneca Post 21 leads 5-2.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to KNZA 103.9. Credit and Profit, Kirk Kilman back in studio. We've now entered the bottom of the third. And we give a thank you to all of our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors. A shout out to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Pine Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. First pitch here on the way to Caden Peterson. This one lifted out in the center, but not even having to make a single bit of movement is Ty Smith, and he makes the collective grab. Now Levi Thomas on deck. Carter Hike in the hole. Levi Thomas here to bat now, coming up after the out. Hike on deck, and Schmitz in the hole. Thomas holding off on the first pitch and takes it for ball one. Deck here leading 5-2 in the bottom of the third. Next pitch here on the way, a swing and a miss, just making a little bit of contact on the ball. It's now 1-1. Seneca has not scored more than 2 runs in a game here this year against Marysville. In fact, they have scored more runs. They actually scored the exact amount of runs they've scored all year against Marysville, 5. Here a roller to the second baseman, collected and thrown to first, Hager to Schreiber for the second out. Again, during that 9-game losing game stretch, Seneca not having a couple of players, as well as amongst some other things, but now a team that is fully healthy. Next pitch here to deliver. That one hits the zone. Actually, pardon me, Marysville and Seneca. Seneca only scored a combined 3 runs against Marysville in the 4 games they've played this season. So already just 1 game, they have scored more runs the entirety of 4 throughout the regular year. Definitely very impressive, and no better moment than here. The playoffs, and that one is knocked down to left by Carter Hike. And Hike takes off to first after the hit. Hike has now reached twice in this game, hit by pitch as well as a single. Hike reached just once in the game today, other game today, in Smith County, with a double back in the 6th. He also came through and scored as the 10th run of the game, just adding a bit of insurance there for Seneca. Now it's Camden Schmidt, 8th in the batting order. Hike wants to go to second. He slides in. Hunts down Anderson as Anderson falls. He was trying to make the grab and apply the tag, but the ball went above him. And Hike gets the steal to second. Schmidt out of the batter's box, now stepping back in. Again, eighth in the batting order. He has already struck out earlier today. I was in the first inning. He was the second out of that inning. But now being recorded was a throwback to home plate. That was Levi Thomas who was thrown out. Next pitch, call the ball. 2-0 count. Next pitch, top left corner. Far the batter for ball 3. 0 count against Schmitz. Schmitz looking to reach base with a runner on second, two down. Next pitch to him, it's called for a strike, hikes life into third, and that's where he will stay despite the ball being thrown, getting past third base. So Hike, he has been able to get himself around the base path using that great runner's ability to get him around the bases. So now he's on third in prime scoring position for a lazy single. Swing and a miss here by Schmitz, and that will be his second strike on the count. That's a full count now for Schmitz. Drop it on deck. Schmitz swings, fouls it. Keep it full. Vote. Looking for his third K of the game. He's recorded a strikeout in every inning so far. Now he would like to try to put one up in the third. Next pitch. This one lifted out into left. Making the play for it is Hainsley, and he has the snag. Second post 21, able to put up no runs off just one hit. No errors, leaving just one stranded on base. That's Hike on third here in the bottom of three. We head up into the top of the fourth. It is 5-2. Seneca leads.
The answer is yes. SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here in the top of the fourth, Seneca Post 21 up here 5-2 over Marysville. First pitch delivered to Loizzo just out of zone for ball one. Loizzo, Catter, and Hager here to come up in the order. The bottom three of the order here for Marysville. Next pitch is put up just beyond the shortstop position, but the shortstop to go out and make the grab and overding. And that is just one up and one down already. Now Ketter up to bat, Hager on deck. Peterson was able to take out the side with a three up and three down in the top of the third. They're now in the top of the fourth. Ketter with one out, steps up to bat. First pitch to him, finds its way down the middle of the plate for strike one. No one count now. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That fastball just sinks a little under the bridge for ball one. 1-1 count here for Ketter. Ketter has reached once already and scored. He reached off the single earlier in inning number two. Next pitch, again, just under the alley. It's a 2-1 count now. Here's the next delivery, and that one is off the left shoulder blade of Ketter. And now Ketter will take the base off the hit by pitch. It's one down, runner on first. Hager now to bat. After Hager, we'll head back up to the top of the order with Hafley and Anderson in the hole. Looks like they got a bench runner to come in again. That is Carter Olson. Mentioned it once, mentioned again. The 100-meter dash winner of Class 1A. Big-time sprinter, placed second overall in the 200-meter dash. Here's the throw to first, and a slide-in steal from Olson. No surprise, just like crossing the finish line for Olson. He's already trying to get a decent lead. I love the way he kind of walks off the base path. He does a couple of lunge steps. Got a little bit of swag when he likes to go for a steal. Next pitch to Hager is flown away for ball two. 2-0 count on Hager. Hager, blowing his stance, wavering the bat over the shoulder here. He pulls the trigger, that one, to the alley in right center. It drops down, and the runner around third, that's Olsen, and he comes through with a run. After your catcher gets hit by pitch, Olsen gets put in as the pinch runner on first. He steals second, and he comes all the way and scores off the RBI single from Hager. One down still, runner on first. First runner batted in from scoring position here from Marysville. Throw back to first. And Hager's back in there safely. So we return up to the top of the order here for Marysville, 163. This is the third time now through the order. A time at the plate for Haveley. He is 0 for 2. Next pitch to him. Outside for ball one. Swing the bat around, both gloves, black sleeves, all the way to the wrist from Haveley. Place the bat all the way over the back. Righty versus righty. Peterson delivers to the outside corner for ball two. The 2-0 count. Haveley looking for something in his wheelhouse. Here's the next delivery. It's to Oberding. Oberding, after a couple of rollers, gets to the second base, and that will be the final pass there in that attempt. Schmidt didn't want to pull the trigger to first to look for that third out. So it's Hager who gets thrown at second, but Haveley, for the second time this game, has reached off a fielder's choice. He's 0 for 3 now, but he has reached twice. Wes Anderson, who's reached twice here, is up to bat. This one, a slow roller to the third baseman. It's on time to Wirtz. Another play from Jack Mackey, or as I like to call him, immaculate with those big-time plays. Marysville 163, just getting one run here in the bottom of the... in the top of the fourth, excuse me, here with Carter Olsen coming to the score. Score is 5-3. Seneca Post 21 leads over Marysville.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to KNZ. We go into the bottom of the fourth, and something that's a little strange again. Marysville, they are the number one seed in this tournament. Seneca, they come in as the number three, but it's Seneca Post 21, who is the home team, batting bottom of these innings. Bunt placed down by Schroff, and he's running to first base, but he is thrown out. And again, as I was mentioning here, is again, we're in the bottom of the fourth, Seneca Post 21, up 5-3. It's a little strange there for the number three seed to be considered the home team over Marysville, the number one, but they go by a coin flip after the first round for the rest of the games. So all the games yesterday was, all the home teams were decided by the higher seed. They got to bat last, but today has all been via the coin flip. And is why the lower seed here in Seneca bats bottom of the inning. Mackey here swings on his first pitch. It's put to the third base side, and it's thrown to first, but it is off the line. That'll be an error. and taking all the way to first base will be Jack Mackey. That is the second time he's been able to get all the way to second base via an error. Mackey has reached three times. He was left stranded on second back in the second inning, but he came through and scored the first run of the game back in the first. That is the run that took the lead. Here, Bolt, looking back at second base right now. Mackey just keeping his eyes trained that way. Hasn't taken his eyes to the plate. Now here he does and delivers the pitch. It's fouled straight back for strike one. Olberding up at the bat. Wirtz on deck. Garrity in the hole. 2-3-4 up here in the batting order for Seneca Post 21. Still keeping his eyes back. Vogt now delivers the pitch just high of the zone for ball one. I'd like to thank our sponsors here today for American Legion Baseball season, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. As well, at the end of this game, we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, so be sure to keep tuned in for that. Next pitch here to Olberding gets lifted up high up in the air. It's played well by Ty Smith. He gets under it. A tag is applied on second by Mackey, but he decides last second that he does not want to test that arm of Smith in center field. Probably a good decision there by Smith. The relay was already coming in the shortstop position. So Mackey still at second. Two down. Wirtz is now up. Talk about McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Wirtz, who just won it earlier today in Smith County in the gem of a pitching performance earlier today. Here he gets one pitch. He fouls to the right side, but making a diving effort and falling on his back to make the catch. There, I believe it was Schreiber, the first baseman. What a big-time play by that side to get out of this fourth inning. It is 5-3. Seneca Post 21 leads over Marysville. We head in now to the top of the fifth here on KMZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brendan Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio. Top of the fifth inning. Here we go. Marysville Post 163 still down and trailing in this game. Down 5-3 to Seneca Post 21. Winner of this game will play tomorrow, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. They will play the winner of the Iola and Hiawatha game that is set to take place right after this game. The loser of that game, by the way, will also be eliminated from this tournament, just as this game. The loser of this one will be eliminated as well. We'll have coverage of that upcoming game, Hiawatha against Iola, as well. First pitch here to LeDuc. Goes out of the zone for ball one. Second pitch to him, and that one to the far edge of the corner. They hit and just barely clips it for strike one. So on one count, quickly right back with it. The next pitch, and just under the bridge there on the zone for ball two. 2-1 count against LeDuc. Here leading off the top of the fifth, and here's the pitch. It's foul in the far corner. 3-1 now for LeDuc. On deck is Ty Smith. In the hole is Ty Moser. Next one delivered. Fastball to the in corner, and that is ball four. LeDuc leads off the fifth with a walk. It's actually the first time this game that the leadoff man has been able to get on here for Marysville. Every single inning up to this point has been an out to start. Throw is back to first. LeDuc slides back in on time. Ty Smith still awaiting his first pitch here. Peterson collects on the mound. Here he dishes it. It's picked up to the right alley. That one will fall. A great attempted dive by Strothman, but he's not able to get the catch. And LeDuc will be able to get all the way to third base. Ty Smith will sit at first after the single. Well, Marysville Post 163 already posting up a good start of an inning here. The first time they've had their two first batters come up and get on. The runners are at the corner store trying to cash in for a run with a runner in scoring position on third. Ty Moser, he's 0 for 2. Is that bat chance? What's that, Ribby on third? First pitch to him is away. At chest level, for ball one. Peterson recollects. Here he looks back at first. Keeping Ty Smith in check. Now he pitches to Ty Moser. And this one just under for ball two. A game-tying run on first base right now. The go-ahead at the plate for Marysville. And here's the pitch. Way inside on the fastball. For ball three on Moser. 3-0 count now for Moser. As he's 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Rotating the bat in circles. And now he steps back in. He's got black batting gloves, no sleeves. Here's the next pitch. Now one goes right down the middle. First strike one. 3-1 count for Moser. Schreiber on deck, Loizo in the hole. 5-6-7 here coming up in the order for Marysville. Bounce straight back, and that will fill up the count. 3-2. Peterson looking for his second strikeout of the game. He got his first back in the third that ended the inning on Schreiber, who's up next to bat. This one lace as a blooper who drops in front of Leaguer out in right. One run will come in and score. And Ty Smith will wait patiently as the tying run on third. Back-to-back singles, three straight runners have reached now for Marysville. No outs yet on the board. And it's top of the fifth. And now a mound visit will ensue for Seneca Post 21. Looks like we're already here going to see a pitching change in the fifth. That will be the end here of the day for Caden Peterson. Peterson here just going four innings. So far, he's only allowed four runs, but the runners on first and second would, or first and third would be charged to him if they came through and scored. We're going to take a minute break. We'll be right back here on KNZA. Seneca holds the lead 5-4 here in the top of the fifth, but Marysville has the game-tying run on third and the game go-ahead run on first.
Summer's flying by, and August and back to school will be here before you know it. This July, make sure your child is ready for a healthy and successful school year. Well Child Checks at Sabetha Family Practice are key to understanding your child's growth and development. We'll make sure they're meeting important milestones and catch any potential health concerns. Prevention and wellness exams are essential for a great start. Call Sabetha Family Practice today at 785-284-2141 to schedule your child's Well Child Check.
Hi, this is Ken Glennon, Community Bank President of GN Bank. We're customer-centered, invested in our communities, and committed to providing the highest quality financial services in a friendly, personal way. Please join us for our free community appreciation dinner in Holton on Friday, August 1st, in conjunction with Cruise Night. Don't miss our community appreciation dinner on Friday, August 1st, from 5:30 to 7 on the Jackson County Courthouse lawn. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Free return coverage back to you of the the Double A American Legion Class B State Tournament here at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas. Marysville Post 163 down by 1, 5-4 to Seneca Post 21 here in the top of the fifth. It's Marysville at the at bat, a runner on first and third, no outs. Jack Mackey comes up here on the bump to pitch in relief this game here, trying to keep that lead ahead here for Seneca. The win is still in contention here for Peterson, but also two runners could be charged to him here if they are allowed to come through and score. And Ty Smith on third and Ty Moser on first. Again, winner of this game moves on tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. The loser is going home. Right now it's Landon Schreiber up the bat. He was the only one to strike out so far in this game for Marysville. Loizzo is on deck, and Ketter is in the hole, 6, 7, 8, coming up here in the order for Marysville. Here's the first pitch from Jack Mackey, and it's just low and out of the zone for ball one. And Mackey here now pitching. Peterson, who was pitcher, goes to first, and Wirtz moves to third. This pitch is laced out to left on the line, and that will drop in front of Hike. And a run will come through and score. That was the game-tying run in Ty Smith. The go-ahead run in Ty Moser is now on second. And Landon Schreiber is on first. Three straight hits here for Marysville. They had four hits coming to this inning. They have nearly doubled it. That was seven total on the game. Loizzo, the DH, coming up. A substitute Loizzo out here. They have Carter Olson coming in here for Loizzo. Olson holds off on the pitch for a ball. So Wildcat for a Wildcat. Staying patient here. Second pitch here to Olson, taken for a ball. Runner on first and second, still no outs. Olson puts this one straight back for a foul ball. Hits the top of the bat against his helmet. Knows he probably could have gotten something really nice out of that pitch. Here's the next one delivered, and it is fouled. 2-2 count now on Olson. 3-2 count. Excuse me, it's full now. Olson playing back in the box on the inside corner. And he gets hit by a pitch. Playing up the last time he was in, he was being substituted as a courtesy runner of someone who was hit by a pitch. That was Henry Ketter back in the fourth, which Olson came through and scored in his place after stealing second and coming through after an RBI single from Ty Hager. So here now, five straight batters have reached base and still not a single out recorded in this top fifth inning. Marysville, they've tied the game at five apiece, but they have a chance to take the lead for the first time. Next pitch into the inner corner for strike one. Ketter has reached base twice, one's up a single, the other by hit by pitch. And here's a slow roller, a chance to play it out home, but the runner will be safe. The bunt was played down perfectly by Ketter. But only one run will come in and score. That is Ty Moser. Driver's on third, Olson's on second, Ketter's on first. We're at the bottom of the order, the ninth spot batting, Ty Hager. There's a lot of ties here on this team. Ty Hager stepping out of the box. Make sure you're getting reset here in Jack Mackey. And Mackey pitching. Thomas behind the plate catching still. Peterson at first. Schmitz at second. Olberding at shortstop. Wirtz at third. Hike in left. Dropping in center and Leaguer out and right. Throw to third, but back in there safely is Schreiber. Schreiber at third, Olson at second, Ketter at first. Bases are juiced still here for Marysville. Still looking for that first out here is Seneca. Here they have a chance to get it. Now, regardless of the drop, it will be an infield fly rule. The infield fly rule comes into effect that gets the out on Hager, despite Olverding making the drop. Now Haefeli will come up to bat, and Wes Anderson will be on deck, potentially the first time here for Marysville Post 163 to get all nine batters here through the order. Next pitch, out to the far corner for ball one on Haefeli. Haefeli has reached twice, but he is 0 for 2, reaching both times off a fielder's choice. Here he hits one hard out to center, but coming up for it and making the easy catch is Stroppin. A tag is applied on third, and now the runner will come through home. That is Landon Schreiber. Olsen still on second, Catter on first, and that was also the go-ahead run. So the sack fly will come through huge here for Marysville, as four runs has came up in this inning. Marysville has taken the lead. Runners on first and second, throw back to second, trying to get the tag out, but able to get back in time is Olsen. 7-5 here, the score. Marysville's taking the lead. Here they would like to continue it. They had a very dominant top of the fifth inning with right now four runs to come through. Anderson, first pitch here, taken here from Mackey to him. That's for ball one. Mackey stepping out of the box, and looks like we're going to get a timeout by the catcher, Thomas. He's going to go and talk to Mackey. Here up on the bump, he's going to walk all the way there, converse with him on the dirt mounds. Anderson's going to step behind the batter's box and shake off his feet a little bit. He's also going to walk up in front of the plate, also grab the helmet of Thomas and hand it right back to him. So a little great sportsmanship right there in front of the plate by both players. Anderson back, ready here for the pitch, delivered into the far corner, in for strike one. Now 1-1 count on Anderson. Well, not much of a cloud in the sky here over the top of the field. You see a couple in the distance, and in the distance here is a ball ripped to the left center, dropping down for a hit. One run comes through, and holding on third will be Henry Ketter. But Olsen scores, and Marysville extends their lead 8-5. Wes Anderson dropping down the RBI double. And now all nine batters for the first time today have come through and scored. Now LeDuc comes up to bat. He led off this inning with a walking, was the first run to come through in the score. Next pitch here to him is into the far corner for strike one. Next pitch, a half swing, and it's fouled back for strike two on LeDuc, 0-2. Smith on deck, Moser in the hole. 3-4-5 here up in the order for Marysville Post 163. And posted up already five runs in this inning. Two outs, inning one more to go here for Seneca. So limit the damage. Next pitch out and away for ball one. 2-1 count, or 1-2 count now. LeDuc pulls the trigger and fouls it straight back again. 1-2 now for LeDuc. Seneca Post 21 gonna have to work from behind here in the latter half of this game. And now a hit to the third baseman. It's playable to first. Wirtz, who was at first, just went to third, makes the play to the first baseman, and now Peterson. And that will end the top of the fifth inning, but the damage has already been done. Marysville is able to spot five runs in the inning. They were able to get a total of six hits as well, five singles as well as a double. We head now to the bottom of the fifth, score 8-5, Marysville leads.
Kimes TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimesTS.com to learn more. Kimes Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crin and Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. Here, Marysville Post 163 has taken the lead in the top of the fifth inning, 8-5. We're now in the bottom of the fifth for Seneca Post 21 to try to bounce back and respond. Again, Marysville Post 163, five runs off five hits in the top of the fifth inning. Four singles and a double put down by Anderson. Now Garrity leading off here at the bottom of the fifth for Seneca. First pitch to him gets rocketed straight up. The right fielder is Mosier coming in for it. He makes a diving effort. Does he collect it? Yes, he does. What a play by the right fielder. And Mosier moseying on along to make that play. First out in the bottom of the fifth. And a good, hard-earned one for Marysville. Peterson now off the bat. Lets his left leg, rips this one. That one's in the right alley. Play from the right fielder again. Does he make another diving play? He does! Ty Mosier, just go ahead and give him the golden glove. Look at that. Just back-to-back plays off just two pitches. Levi Thomas now up the bat. This is a lefty here in Thomas. See if he puts this one also to the right side of the field. Thomas, he has reached base just once already. Off of a single. Next one to him. That one's out to right. Backtracking there for it and making all three outs in the bottom of the fifth. It's Ty Mosier. Incredible. Not often you get to say that. That's definitely going on the highlight reel for that young man. All right, here we go up into the top of the sixth. Seneca still down, 8-5. Marysville Post 163 up to bat with the lead.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Gary Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the sixth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Marysville Post 163 leads over Seneca Post 21-5. We also thank our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors. Kirkland & Company Restaurant Sports Bar at Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And of course, at the end of our contest, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Top of the sixth, here we go. Marysville up to bat. It's Ty Smith. Ty Mosier, the one who just had three incredible grabs out in the outfield to end the bottom of the fifth, all by himself, and Landon Schreiber in the hole. Seneca has been on a dry since the past couple of innings. They put up 5 runs through 2 innings, and they have been quiet for the last 3. Marysville, quite the opposite. They have been rattling the tin can the last couple of innings. They put 2 up in the 2nd, 1 up in the 4th, and a total of 5 in the 5th. See what they can do here in the 6th. They had 10 batters come through the order, going all the way back to the leadoff man in LeDuc, who led off the inning with a walk, but ended the inning with a ground out to 3rd. Here this inning, being led off by Ty Smith, Ty Moser, and Schreiber. Mackey here on the bump for Seneca, as well as Thomas behind the plate catching. Peterson at 1st, Schmitz at 2nd, opening at short, and Worth at 3rd. First pitch here to Smith, and for strike 1. Hike out and left here for Seneca still. Dropping in center, and Leaguer out and right. Next pitch, a little under the zone for ball 1. 1-1 count now for Ty Smith. Ty Smith hunches back, and what's the next one? Go inside and out for ball 2. 2-1. Here's the count. And the pitch. And that one marks the outer corner for strike 2. It's a 2-2 count now on Ty Smith. Next pitch delivery. This one getting rolled to Oberding. Oberding a quick pickup and throw. Wirtz, great extension with the left leg. And that play is heavily on time and made. Great job by both the collective efforts of Oberding and Peterson. Gets that first out here, the 6th. Ty Moser. Now to bat. One who had 3 incredible catches out in the outfield in the bottom of the 5th inning, all by himself to record all 3 outs. First pitch to him is inside for strike 1. And got to get a sign here by the ump. Now here's the pitch on the 0-1. Just under the knees. The ball 1 on Moser. 1-1 count here. Next pitch. Out straight back. Gets down 1-2. Schreiber on deck. And Olsen in the hole. We're at 5-6. And 7 here in the batting order. Next pitch. Way too close inside. For ball 2. 2-2 count now in Moser. Moser, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Now he steps in, set up diagonally, facing the pitcher, and rips this next pitch away and foul. 2-2 still here at the count for Moser. Moser today is 1 of 3. Each face for the first time in the 5th inning. He was a part of the collective 3 straight singles that Marysville had, as well as the 5 straight runs. Next one found again. He stays on the 2-2. Taking a practice swing with just 1 foot in the box. Now he steps right back in. Now the umpire here collecting one of the balls, putting his back in his pouch, his right side. Now the batter is back and ready in the box to go. That's Moser here on the 2-2. This one put up into the alley of left center. It drops and goes right into the glove of Hike. But Moser will get the single. 1 down, 1 on. Schreiber up to bat. On deck, Olsen and Carter in the hole. 6-7-8 in the order now for Marysville. On the glove, on the right thigh. There's Mackey. Now the throw back to first, but off the line for the targeted throw. And Moser is going to be able to get the 2nd. No, he's going to go to 3rd. The error from the pickoff move is going to allow Moser lots of free bases. Now Moser is not only in scoring position, but he's on 3rd base. A sacrifice would score. And here it goes. Popped out into right. Playable from the right fielder. The tag is made on third. The relay home and off the line. The runner comes through inside Moser. And Landon Schreiber gets credit with the RBI on the sacrifice fly out to right field. Now Carter Olson comes up to bat. Four up now and two down for Marysville in the top of the sixth here. One run to come through. They lead 9-5 over Seneca Post 21. Bases are cleared with two down. First pitch to Olson is shoulder high for ball one. Here's the next delivery. That one near the elbows for ball two. Trying to control that fastball and get it in the box is Mackey. Once was the third baseman here, and has been the third baseman reliantly for Seneca this entire tournament so far. Here, three straight pitches have went out of the zone. Here he's just trying to get one in, and that's going to be a strikeout on the outside lower edge. Left-handed batter in Olson takes the swing and fouls it straight back. A little frustration after it. That's now the full count. After Olson is Ketter, and in the hole is Hager. 7-8-9 in the order here for Marysville. And swung on and missed. Olson goes down for the final out of the top of the sixth. Well, Marysville is able to get one run to come through after a sacrifice fly by Landon Schreiber. A lot of help from the air to allow Moser to get all the way to third base after he reached off the single. But Marysville now leads 9-5 over Seneca. Seneca a chance to respond here in the bottom of the sixth on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Double A Kansas American Legion Class B State Tournament Baseball down here at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas, the 2025 year. Seneca Post 21 and Marysville Post 163 here on the elimination side of the bracket, competing for a chance to stay alive to continue here throughout this state bracket. And after this, we'll have coverage of Hiawatha and Iola, which the winner of that game will move on and play the winner of this game tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Next pitch here, the first pitch of this bottom inning, here to Hike in for strike one. Hike up to bat, Schmitz on deck, and Strothman in the hole. Next one, a bender just out of the zone for ball one. 1-1 count here on Hike. He's reached twice today. This is his third plate appearance. He's a hit by a pitch, and he's at a single, so he's 1-for-1. Next one hits that edge again for the second called strike. 1-2 on the count of Hike. Next one near the elbows. I'll call that ball two. 2-2 count. See if Boat brings maybe a fastball here. It goes into the dirt. It's a ball three. It's a full count now here. Again, Pike, Boat, trying to go six innings here for Marysville. Next pitch, rocketed back. Keep it to the full count. Mentioned that Marysville is 4-0 against Seneca this season. Here they're about to go 5-0 and eliminate them from the tournament. This one, foul ball, trying to go back for it is Schreiber, but he could not collect. But again, Seneca already off to a better tournament than last season. They actually lost both in the first round and the second round. They were already eliminated in their second game. They lost to DC 10-0. This season, however, though, a decent turnaround, as again, they are 14-13 this year. They were able to beat Smith County 10-4 to make it to this point. Now here the next pitch comes on through, and that's going to be the fourth ball of the count against Hike, and Hike will take first. That is the near first time Seneca has led off since the second inning. It's a runner to get on. Now Schmitz, the bat, throws back to first to Hike. He's back in safely on first. Hike has yet to score today, but he's been left stranded on second in the first, and he was left stranded on third in the third. Next pitch delivered low but in on Schmitz. There the 0-1 on Schmitz with Strothman on deck. Another throw back to first, but Hike's in there safely. After Schmitz is Strothman, then we'll go back up to the top of the order for Seneca Post 21. Still six more outs of this game here for Seneca to work with. Next one, low and away. The 1-1 count. 9-5 the score here. Marysville leads Seneca. Seneca trailing by four, needing some runs here in this sixth inning. Well, the chance to bat still in the seventh. Next pitch away for ball two. It's a 2-1 count now on Schmitz. And now there's going to be a meeting here on the mound with Coach John Haefeli and his infield team. So see if this might be the end here for Paxton Vogt, or maybe he's just trying to calm him down and rest him assured, and that will be the case. There's a quick mound meeting, the pat on the back and the elbow, and just said, all right, man, just go out there and finish this inning. Try to keep things going here positive for Marysville and his vote. However, Seneca would like to definitely get that pitching change and get some big hits right here. Excuse me, Jordan Miller's pitching here now for Marysville. And this one is a roller that gets past the third baseman and out into left field. It'll go down as a hit for Schmitz. So Miller has actually came in here for Paxton Vogt. Jordan Miller actually came in and finished the game against Hiawatha this morning, the final two innings of that suspended game that was suspended due to lightning on last night at 11 o'clock. Marysville came out with that win 7-4. Next pitch here in for strike. Long dropping. Schmitz on first. Mike on second. Next one, bounce straight back. Two strikes down the count on Strothman. Jack Mackey up next on the on-deck circle with Evan Olberding in the hole. So 9-1-2 here and coming in the batting order. Next one is low and away, escaping for a ball. And now runners are stuck between the bases, and there is a no-throw to second. So Carter Hike was about 20 feet from the base path, and he was able to get back in time safely. Caleb Strothman here with two strikes on the count and a ball. He has only reached once today. He is 1-for-2. He scored his first time he got on, his only time he got on, back in the second inning. Next pitch to him is in the dirt. 2-2 now on Strothman with Mackey on deck. No one out, runner on first and second. This one hit, a double play chance, and it's on time. 6-4 double play. It was lying straight to Anderson. Anderson made the top to Hager at second for the force out. So Hank goes down the double play, and Stroman grounds out to the shortstop position. Now we go up to the top of the lineup with two down now and a runner on first for Seneca Post 21. It's Jack Mackey. Here's the first pitch to him, and that's a knee-high changeup in for ball one. Mackey has reached three times today, a single and two errors has reached him. He's only came through and scored once. That was back in the first. Next pitch, though, hit the edge for strike one. So 1-1 count, a look back to first base. Now here's the delivery, and that one just a little too inside of the waist of Mackey for ball two. 2-1 count now, and Mackey with Oberding on deck and Wirtz in the hole. Mackey awaiting the pitch. The runner on first. Here he hits it to the pitcher. Picked up by Miller. The easy toss to first. Just like playing catch outside with your dad. And Schreiber on first makes the catch. And that will end the inning. After six here, it is 9-5. Marysville Post 163 leads by four. Seneca has a chance to respond with one more inning and three outs to go, but Marysville can put up some insurance in the top of the seventh. We're back here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We've entered the last inning of regulation, the top of the seventh here now. Seneca Post 21 trailing by 4 to Marysville Post 163 here in the elimination game of the AA Kansas American Legion State Baseball Tournament here in Hiawatha, Kansas. Here, Marysville, a chance to add some insurance up by 4 here as they are the away team batting up the top of the inning. Henry Ketter, Hager, and Haefley all up to bat. 8-9-1 here in the order. Mackey, the delivery above the helmet of Ketter. And that goes for ball one. After this game, we'll take a short 20-minute break here. We'll send back to the studio, and we'll have coverage of Hiawatha and Iola. This hit all the way down to the deep fences. 340. It hits off the back wall, and it'll be a stand-up double for Henry Ketter. And then the throwback to the pitcher gets bounced around over his head, and Ketter almost was able to take off for third. Well, a leadoff double and a courtesy runner to come in and run. Here, a courtesy runner in Lane Loiseau out on second base with no outs for Marysville. Up the bat is Ty Hager. Next pitch, low, and away for ball. Haefley on deck. Anderson in the hole. We'll head back up to the top of the order. The throw is back to second base. There is no one there to cover, though, and Ketter is able to scamper his way all the way to third base. Definitely a mistake there by Mackey. I'm making sure there is someone covering the bag as Oberding was just too far to the left and Smith is just too far to the right. playing off the back. Strike one here against Hager. Hager low in his stance, hits it to the third base side. It's going to get thrown to first, and it's on time for the out. Wirtz to Peterson. Wirtz, who was originally at third base, starts this game. Peterson was on the bump. Now he's at first. Mackey's still pitching. Thomas behind the plate. Schmitz at second. Holding at short. Hike in left. Shropton in center. And Leaguer out in right. One down here for Marysville in the top of the seventh as we head up to the top of the lineup for Haefeli with a runner on third. Here's the first pitch to Haefeli. It's down near the knee for ball one. Fastball nearly hitting Haefeli, but he was able to get out of the way. This next pitch is way above Haefeli's head, and that is for ball two. Haefeli now on the 2-0 with a runner on third and one down. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one way inside again, and Haefeli has got an easy work 3-0 count. Here he sways the at below, now brings over his shoulder. He rips it to the second baseman on the 3-0. It's thrown easily to first, and the play is made, but the sacrifice ground out will score a run. Henry Cutter will come through and put up run number 10 of the game for Marysville Post 163. A little bit of insurance in the top of the seventh. Marysville leads 10-5 now here over Seneca Post 21. First pitch into the far corner of Anderson, in for strike one. Two down, bases unloaded. Marysville able to get one run this top inning so far, see if they can put up more. Seneca trying to limit the damage for a chance to come back in the bottom. Next pitch here, on the way for the 1-1, just out of the zone again. Now it's 2-1. Anderson has reached three times today. He has had two hits, a single and a double. Next one to him. This is hit hard out in the center. Playable low right in front of the glove of Strothman. And that will end the top of the seventh. Marysville is able to get one run to come through after a leadoff double by Tedder and a sacrifice grounder by Haefeli. It's 10-5. Seneca has to put up at least five runs in the bottom of the seventh to tie this game here on KMZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in off-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to KMZ. You're locked into 103.9. I'm Quinn Prophet. Kurt Kilman back in studio bringing you Double A American Legion State Class B Tournament Baseball here at Hiawatha, Kansas and Noble Park. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seneca trails 5-5, 10-5. Here, Oberding, first pitch to him is outside for ball one. Next delivery from Jordan Miller goes right back out for ball two. Oberding, Wirtz, and Garrity all here coming up in the order for Seneca Post 21. Next delivery on the way. That one finally chips the edge for strike one. It's a 2-1 count now on Oberding. Next one pops up out into right. There goes Moser. No spectacular grab for that one. Just a leisurely jog over to make the tag. So just two more outs left to go. And Marysville Post 163 moves on to tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. And Seneca will go home. Seneca still with the chance here, even with two down. They have to tie the game with five runs. Put up here. Next pitch, curveball, did not hit the box. And that will be ball one on Wirtz. Next pitch here against Wirtz on the 1-0, just escapes underneath for ball two. Still count on Wirtz. Garrity up next. This one finally hits the lower quarter of the zone. Now it's 2-1 on Wirtz with Garrity on deck and Peterson in the hole. Quick delivery here on the fastball. The catcher drops it, but regardless, it is a second strike. Two balls, two strikes on Derek Wirtz. He has reached once via a walk and scored, but he is 0-for-2. Next one, looking to get a chaser on the fastball, but Wirtz doesn't bite. It's now a full count on Derek Wirtz. Big part of the game here is on the line. Here a swing. It's popped up on the infield. The pitcher clears the straightaway. And it's Miller who puts it down. So two up and two down now for Seneca Post 21. And is down to the final out here. Seneca cannot give it up. It is 10-5, bottom of the seventh. This is the elimination game. Winner to move on and play the winner of the Iola and Hiawatha game. Coverage we'll have coming up soon here in roughly about 30 or so minutes. After this game concludes. Next pitch out of the way on Garrity. Garrity, the lefty, back in the zone, no gloves. Here, still just a little high above that pitching zone, and it is quickly 2-0. Garrity holds back, and that one heads down Broadway on the changeup. Now 2-1. Clear day, not a cloud looking in the sky unless you look really far in the distance. It's turned out to be a beautiful day here today, and a beautiful hit. Can that be the game-ending snag? No, it cannot. That one will head all the way down to 315. Corner, and Garrity will get himself a two-out stand-up double. Now Caden Peterson up to bat with a runner in scoring position. Peterson with Thomas on deck and Hike in the hole. And now Jordan Miller as well as the infield and Coach John Hafley will all go and converse on the mound. As we await the conversation here, Caden Peterson up the bat, but it looks like they're actually going to take here Miller potentially out of this contest. But it's just the final out, need a grab. So here they take out the pitcher. They're going to warm up now another one with just one out left to go here this game. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. Seneca Post 21 inning, five runs to tie here. Down 10-5 against Marysville in the bottom of the seventh.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZ 103.9. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. They bring back here to Ty Hager to finish it out here for Marysville Post 163. Just needs to grab one out here to secure the win for Marysville. to move on here in the state tournament bracket. Second down by five, runner on second, two down. Here's the first pitch against Peterson. That is low and away for ball one. After Peterson is Thomas and Hike. Peterson on the 1-0. Awaits the pitch, working from the stretch, dishing and too far inside. That's ball two on Peterson. Peterson, back in the box, three-quarters way up in it. High leverage with the bat, moves the left foot up just a touch, holds off the trigger, but the strike will come through in the far corner. 2-1 count now. White batting gloves on both hands for Peterson. Awaits the next pitch. This one is golfed straight back for strike two. All comes down to this here for Seneca Post 21. Season on the line. 2-2 count on Caden Peterson. With Thomas on deck, Mike in the hole, but two outs are already on the board. The runner on second. First and third are cleared. Here's the pitch, and that is way above the catcher. That will allow Gary to go all the way to third. That'll put him in a better scoring spot here for Peterson. Obviously, you'd need to get a hit or get on base either via the walk or possibly get hit by a pitch, but you cannot record an out. This one chops the third base side. It's picked up, thrown to first, and that will be the end of the season here for Seneca Post 21. Marysville Post 163 comes up victorious by a final score of 10-5. They will move on to tomorrow's game at 3:30 p.m. They will play the winner of the upcoming game, Iola versus Hiawatha. We'll have that coverage here about in 30 or so minutes. We're going to take a three-minute break. We'll be back, and we'll have our post game here for Marysville Post 163 and the Seneca Post 21 here elimination game. Again, Marysville 10-5 winning over Seneca.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is a perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed?
Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm print and profit Kurt Kilbin back in to you. You're tuned in to 103.9 KNZA. Marysville Post 163 will continue their season here in the 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Class B State Tournament down here in Hiawatha, Kansas at Noble Park. They move on, and they will play at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. Their team that they will play against will be decided upcoming here soon in about a couple hours. We will have the broadcast of that game, though. Iola versus Hiawatha. Still staying here with you on 103.9 KNZ. But here, just a quick recap of this game. Seneca and Marysville, again, the final score of 10-5. Seneca here going home for the season. 1 point, Seneca had the lead. In this game, they had the lead of 5-3 before going into the top of the fifth, in which Marysville Post 163 would score 5 runs of 5 hits in the inning. They had 3 consecutive hits. LeDuc, Smith, Moser, Schreiber, and Carter Olson all came through and scored runs for Marysville. It was after that that they put 1 run up in insurance in the sixth as well as the seventh. Play a little runs in insurance there just to help them finish out the game. For Seneca Post 21, pretty much all the production was in the first 2 innings. In fact, it was. 4 runs came through in the first with 4 runs off 3 hits. And in the second inning, 1 run off 2 hits. But that was all she wrote there for Seneca Post 21, finishing the game off with 5 runs off just 8 hits, not able to make the comeback and just only allowing the production to stay in the first 2 innings. Throughout, though, the Seneca Post 21, they had not had the lead this year on Marysville. They had not produced more than 2 runs this year on Marysville. They, in fact, they only had combined 3 runs this year before coming in this playoff game against Marysville in the 4 matchups they had had. Again, they had lost to Marysville 11-0, 3-1, 13-2, and 14-0. I know 10-5 at the end of the day is still lost, but definitely a more respectable one, and shows you again how much the Seneca Post team has improved since that 9-game losing streak, finishing out going 9-3 out of their last 10 games of the season and concluding 14-14 on the year at 9-11 in the league. So again, this is it here for Seneca Post 21, but of course we got to give our final McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game here to a Seneca player going to Jack Mackey. Mackey played third base, played an immaculate third base position, and also did a pretty decent job coming in as pitcher. He also reached 3 times, twice off an error, and he singled in the second inning in this game. He came through and scored the first run of the game for Seneca to give the early lead for Post 21. Real quick, last time, a thank you to all of our sponsors for this 2025 season. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers in our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Play the game that goes to Jack Mackey. So once more, Iola and Hiawatha coming up here in about 25 minutes. Stay tuned on 103.9 KMZA. The winner of that game will face Marysville tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., as well as before that game at 1 o'clock. You'll be Garnett and Colby. Of course, the only team we are covering now on going forth in this tournament is Hiawatha. So again, thank you everybody for listening here for this broadcast. We'll be back in about 25 minutes here on the station. I'm Kurt Profit from Kirk Kilman. We'll be back here real quick.